Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Ooh, we got a good blast here. Today is going to be one of those days we're going to talk about violence. We're going to talk about some serious violence. And we're going to talk about some serious assaults today on the general population in general. The UN, I'm going to ask everybody in Canada, the U.S., Commonwealth, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, the motherland, the rest of Europe, Caribbean. And so this is going on in the Caribbean, by the way, what I'm going to talk about tonight. This is all in Haiti, especially. Haiti, oh my gosh. I didn't know it was this bad. I had no idea. As a matter of fact, I was oblivious to this, the concept I'm going to talk about tonight. Till it came up today, and I'm like, holy shit. How many of you in Canada would like to see the United Nations come here and rape your children? Rape your 17, 18-year-old daughters, rape your sons, rape your babies, even rape you. How many of you would like to see that? How many would actually enjoy the opportunity of being raped? Now, it sounds like I'm being a little facetious here, which I am, but it's a real dilemma. How many of you in Australia would like to have the UN come over there and rape you? How about New Zealand? How about South Africa? How about motherland? How about the rest of the Caribbean, which I'm sure they have. I'm sure they've done it in Haiti. I'm sure they've probably done it in the Dominican. I'm probably sure they've done it in Jamaica, the Bahamas. I'm sure it's been done. You know, I was reading something today, and it, like I said, it floored me that the UN peacekeeping troops, which I have to wonder these days how much of a peacekeeping movement they really are going into these countries, especially these undeveloped countries, and are violating anybody they want to, anytime they want to. They have the guns, people don't. This is why everybody in Canada should own a gun, maybe a bazooka, maybe even a tank, you know, or an anti-aircraft carrier, something. Because when you are not armed, and when you don't have the means to defend yourself, and an invading force, which is the United Nations, comes into your country, you have absolutely nothing to defend yourself with. It can be a problem. Now, in the world today, the number one organized criminal element in the world today, no, it's not the United States, but they're up in the top three. It's the United Nations. The United Nations is the gangster organization of the world. And they pretty well have carte blanche. They make the regulations. They make the regulations where if they go into a country that they cannot be sued, or the soldiers do not have to take any account of any of their actions. And yet, this is what happens when they go into a country to keep the peace. They are the police force and the military force of the United Nations, and they go in and they begin to dictate policy. And if you happen to be walking down the street and they take a fancy to you, they just pull out their guns and say, "We need you to assist us in your services." So I got a video up there tonight. And I got another thing, and also in Iraq. In Iraq is another one. In Iraq, when the United States and the U.S. was in Iraq. This is something we don't hear. This is something we don't see. This is something that's away from our visual. And I'm going to be harping on the UN a lot tonight, because in Canada, in old Canada, the World Economic Forum is here. That's part of the UN. And we got Politier, whatever the hell his name is, wanting to walk around talking about digital currency. Really? We need to talk about how we can get rid of the World Economic Forum out of this country. Because that is a UN branch of the UN. The whole concept of the United Nations being in your country and dictating policy is not a good idea. See, the United Nations right now is broke. And the whole reason why we've had this major outbreak, this so-called fake brouhaha that they did is because they had to get money back to the United Nations. There were $75 billion in debt. Now, how in the bloody hell does an organization that widespread become $75 billion in debt? No wonder the United Kingdom left. They saw a ship sinking, and they were putting money into a boat that wasn't going nowhere but down to the bottom of the brink. Now, mind you, a lot of that was theatrics, too. They pulled out of, they're saying they pulled out of it one way, but they're still supporting it another way. Just like the United States said they weren't going to support Gavi, but they were going to support the Gates Foundation. That's when Trump was in office. Remember that? We're not going to support Gavi. It's just money going down the tube, blah-dee-dee, blah-dee-dee. Oh, no. And they turned around and gave it to the Gates Foundation, which then in turn gave it back to Gavi. See, a lot of bullshit on so many different fronts. And the truth, like I said, in everything that they do, it's all theater, all sleight of hand. They really think, and with good reason, that the general population on the planet is really stupid. I have a tendency to agree with them on this one. I was talking with a guy today, and I've been telling him for forever about these vaccines and what's going on. And then he had me ask me this question. I said, do you even read it all? So I get tired of repeating myself 100 times, not to one person. I do repeat myself because I do talk to different people. And that's different. But when you got the same person asking the same thing over and over and over and over again, then my question then at that point is, are you actually reading? Or have they brain damaged you to a point where you are no longer coherent? I have to ask that sometime. You know, because it makes me wonder how far the damage has gone with everything that's been going on. The psychological warfare they've been perpetrating, the antenna pulsing that's going on. I get people all say, oh, I can't get rid of the ringing of the ears. Oh, my ear, I can't stop it. Oh, it's not your ears that's ringing. Never was your ears that are ringing. It's your brain being hit with frequencies. See, we got a problem here in not just communication, but in understanding. The health food industry and the gurus in the health food industry, about 95% of them aren't worth the toilet paper to wipe your backside. I'll tell you that straight out. They're useless. And all they do is sell, and all they do is parrot the agenda that they're told to parrot. Doesn't matter what the product is, majority of them are selling you shit that doesn't even work. And some of these things are extremely expensive. And if you don't have the money to buy your fundamental things, then you sure as hell don't have the money to buy these elaborate gimmicks that they're selling. Okay, and majority of these gimmicks are based on bullshit. Just enough truth to get you to wet your whistle, and just enough fantasy and illusion to get you to buy in this metaverse realm that they put into your head, the holographic imagery that they put there. It's all what it is. And when you're looking at, if you're not sure about a product and you have to ask me if it's okay, then you shouldn't buy the product. That you shouldn't buy the product. If you don't know enough about what you're buying, and you contact me in email, is this safe, is this blah, and I get this all the time, then you should not buy the product at all until you become familiar with the pros and the cons. Does it even work? Does the stuff even do anything? Does it live up to its hype? Have you read any kind of boards that have said they've used the product, turned out to be a major dud? And you see a lot of people saying the same thing, not the same guy saying it over and over, but a lot of different people saying the same thing. You know, it might be a good indicator, maybe you should avoid it. How many of you reading about products are supposed to put a red S on your chest, blue underwear, leave tall buildings, you have x-ray vision, you know, bullets will bounce off you once. A friend of mine told me he likes it when I say that. Him and his wife crack up. You know, if you don't know, seriously, about anything that they're selling to you, And all you're getting is that it can block frequencies. And you're not asking the question of what ranges of frequencies and what ranges of frequencies are we getting hit with right now. And this will block maybe the lower frequencies, but not the higher ones. And you're trying to block the higher ones. Then perhaps you should read about these things before you spend your hard-earned dollar on a product that isn't going to do anything for you. Now, getting back to the UN. Okay. The UN is a crime syndicate that has reached its tentacles throughout the whole planet. It is right now running Canada, and it's running Australia, it's running New Zealand, and running South Africa. And they're trying to make headway into the United States. Now, they have been running America as well. America is not exempt. It's just America is a bigger headache than their other Commonwealth countries. So it takes them a little longer to rein America in, but they do rein it in for the same very reason I just mentioned. Americans do not read. Americans only hear whatever they have to hear because they have been dim-witted down, and I'm talking about the majority, not the ones that are awake. They have been dim-witted down to a point of a third or fourth grade mentality for the most part. They'll watch something on television or hear something on the radio, and they don't take the time to look and see what they're listening to or hearing. They hear it, and they just acknowledge that this is a fact. This is a very, very dangerous concept for anybody to have, especially coming from television or the media today, because they are full of shit 99.9999% of the time. When Trump was talking about fake news, he was talking about the major networks. How many of you have ever gone on YouTube and heard a newscast being publicized across all the major networks in America? Well, the network in Tennessee, the network in Alabama, the network in California, the network in Washington State, the network in Maine, the network in Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas. They're all on the same different channels, different networks, and all saying the exact same script. That's your fake news. That's your scripted fake news. I can't see for the life of me why anybody would have something, let's say for something going on in Detroit, and all of a sudden they're publicizing the same thing in Kansas or Washington or Texas. You know what I mean? Makes no sense. But this is what we see. It comes to the highlight distraction. The organized criminal institution that is in the United States called the media is now programming people to believe in whatever fairy tale they're expounding out there through their medium. And people are believing it because nobody takes the time to investigate. Is this bullshit or is this real? And then when you find a lot of times that they come up with a news that really shoot somebody down, they retract the thing about 2-3 weeks later. But by that time, the whole frickin' country is hating this person for a bad misrepresentation by the media. It's an organized criminal syndicate. All of it. All they do is present to you something to keep you entertained, to keep you in the dark. The mushroom treatment. You've all heard about the mushroom treatment. They feed you a lot of shit and keep you in the dark. That's what the media does. That's what they do. When you watch the program, that show, I can't think of it now. The guy says, I'm mad as hell. I can't take it anymore. Network. TV show. It's a show called The Network. It's interesting. Hollywood was telling you that the media is nothing more than a forum to promote bullshit. The guy says himself, less than 3%, and this was back in the 70s, less than 3% of the population in America reads anymore. Less than 3%. And I think out of that 3%, only maybe half of them understand what they're reading. The rest just follow whatever. He had the whole country yelling out the window, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore, just by getting on television and doing that. That's how powerful that organized criminal syndicate is. Now we have a government going on in the rest of the world, which is another criminal syndicate. None of the governments that you have been believing in give a shit about you. All they want from you is to be able to keep on feeding them money. And they invented ways for you to feed them money, and everybody bought into it. There is no law saying that you have to pay taxes, and in fact, it's the other way around. But these are regulations that they have put out there for everybody to follow, and everybody does it blindly. There's no law saying that you have to have a driver's license or drive a car. It's a regulation, and if you don't capitulate to it, then they can fine you. Again, everyone goes along with it, instead of saying, no, I'm not paying that fine. Go F yourself. I'll drive the car without a license. I don't need a license. What was it I was reading today? A buddy of mine just told me that all the gas stations now, I believe in British Columbia, I think it's British Columbia, if they don't put a service to power up an electric car, they can be fined $10,000. Now I said, well, what business does the province have to regulate a business to do this? If I don't want to sell electrical energy to a car, I shouldn't be forced to put that in my business. They're not paying the business. They're not paying the expense either. See, these are regulations, again, and they're regulating the entrepreneurs to pay money unnecessarily for something they may or may not want. There should be a huge backlash against this. They had no business passing that kind of regulation to anybody who's an entrepreneur. They're not paying them. They're not contracted to them in any way, shape, or form. Even having a license to have a business. How ridiculous is that, though? But again, it's a cash grab. It's a total cash grab. But see, we have gone along for so long agreeing to pay these fees, outlandish fees, and to force you to take things that you don't want to sell, perhaps, or even carry, but they're forcing you to have these things. And yet nobody is saying, hey, wait a minute, the government didn't give me any money to do this. If they want to put a battery charging unit for electric cars in service, then they can pay for it. They can pay for it. I'm not collecting any revenue for them. If they want somebody to run that unit, then they can run it. Okay. If the governments want to install something of this nature, of this magnitude, then they can pay the cost, and they can hire somebody to run that part of the service. I don't know why the government just doesn't put service stations all over the place and build them themselves. They would collect the revenue on their own. So if a guy wants just to sell gas, I mean, my point is real simple. It's not whether or not it's economical or feasible that we keep using fossil fuels or not. That's not the issue. The issue is, an organized criminal element, a syndicate, is now going to force proprietors of their own, from their own pocket, to put in something that they want, not what the proprietor wants. See, this is really an important perspective that I want everybody to see. Now let's get back to the United Nations, the safety, the people that protect people. Going to all these different countries in the world, especially if they're uneducated culture, and then decide to rape these people and then have children and then leave. Not supporting anything. And when the United Nations is confronted on the issue, they say, well, you know, we cleaned it up, blah de dee, blah da da, but then when the interviewer goes out there and sees these women, they're all still being raped. Now, it's one thing when a man and a woman decide to agree to copulate or exchange DNA or whatever you want to describe it. But it's another thing when someone's forcing, again, that's enslaving somebody against their will to do something they don't want to do. And then at the end, the repercussions is the gal is pregnant, and now there's a child that she can't take care of because she could barely take care of herself because she's living in such dire poverty. And the United Nations is not policing this on any level. Like I said, there's a video on it. I got a couple things on it. Same thing with Iraq. You know, the concept of going... Oh, man. The concept of going to set a country free from tyranny and then become oppressed by the deliverers of the country. Imagine that. Amazing. Just amazing. Anyway, there's links there for you to look at, YouTubes, and it might surprise you that some of the pillars of society, the foundations of society that you have been believing in may shock you that we have been supporting rogue regimes or rogue syndicates with our hard-earned money. And then they have the audacity to create a fake outbreak. Because what happened was all this money that went into these injections and into these people. Think about what happens here. Canada, United States, United Kingdom, there were about five countries that were now, Germany, were all now funneling money into the United Nations because it's $75 billion in debt. They're taking the money from these injections, they're taking the money from these injections and they're funneling that money into the United Nations. Now think about this for 1 minute. The reason why we are getting jabbed is, number one, governments have insurances on their citizens. They get, I forget what, 10 million, someone told me 10 million. So we have, like I said, these insurances that the governments are getting from their own people dying, and a lot have died. A lot have died from these injections, but nobody is, again, the numbers are so badly underreported. Two, the money now that they're getting from people that have died and there's no will, the government's collecting all that money as well. Three, these injections are never going to stop. Look, the one article that came out years ago, it was in a PDF, said this was going to go on till 2028. By that time, they probably figured that the numbers would be down and that they would have secured all the money and full control over people because, again, nobody reads. Here we are today. The money that they're going to take from us, shutting down the grid, shutting down the food supply, the constant barrage that's happening with everything that's going on. It's insane. And now, just for the record, anybody who's in the Commonwealth, Europe, Central Europe, East Bloc, Africa, the Caribbean, North and South America. You might want to look at your constitution. Because under the constitution in Canada, which would probably be very similar to that in Australia, New Zealand, and the rest, motherland, South Africa, the U.S., you will find that under the constitution, they cannot do what they're doing. In fact, what they're doing is completely illegal. Where is the RCMP again? I don't know. Where is CSIS? Who knows? But they are violating the Constitution of Canada just so that the UN can get some money, just so that the UN can dominate and control, just so that the UN can come into your country and rape anybody they decide. How about that? Wow. Imagine that, eh? Just imagine that. Let me read something here. more from the UN. I told you, today was going to be a UN day, you know, filled with violence and more violence. Let me read this real quick. I should say real quick, there's a lot here. UN is broken when it was coming to the surface of the outbreak manifested. And it said, charges of high treason and treason warranted for Justin Trudeau, Chrystia Freeland, and provincial premiers. All of them were in on this. All of them. You probably have the same thing in the rest of the Commonwealth. So I'm going to read you what's going on here in Canada. You may want to look it up for yourselves in your respective countries, wherever you may be. Even if you're not part of the Commonwealth, you may have a constitution that also would have a similar wording. They can't even stop you from getting on an airplane. You don't need to wear a mask. You don't need to do anything. They cannot stop you from going across the border, whether you've been jabbed or not. And I'm going to read this just to show you. The real reason for bitcoins and digitization, no real accountability. You can be broke and no one would know whose financial and human resource capacities Okay. The real reason for bitcoins and digitization is no real accountability. You can be broke and nobody would know it. The WHO's financial and human resource capacities have to be strengthened, including through adequate and sustainable funding. For the Health Emergencies Program and the WHO Contingency Fund for Emergency CFE, UN being insolvent has made it perfectly clear in October 2019 in a statement by Secretary General about the worst cash crisis facing the United Nations in nearly a decade. The organization runs the risk of depleting its liquidity reserve by the end of the month and defaulting on the payments to staff and vendors. The UN declaring it was insolvent was just months before the start of Germany-sponsored COVID-19 biological warfare attack. Imagine that. They initiated this because the UN was going broke. Another distraction. A moneymaker, if you will. However, Canada, the U.S., and the U.K., and other non-EU countries couldn't just hand over billions to the UN, or to UNO. So Germany, the WHO, the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, and Event 201 players led the COVID-19 pandemic to cover up the theft of billions for the insolvent Germany's Fourth Reich, EU, and its international world order, United Nations. You know, says, oh, Canada, or should I say Chinada? High treason. Let me read this. It's all part of it. Everyone commits high treason who in Canada levies war against Canada or does any act of a preparatory thereto or assist an enemy at war with biological warfare, that's what this is, in the use of biological toxins or infection agents such as bacteria, viruses, insects, and fungi with the intent to kill, harm, or incapacitate humans, animals, plants as an act of war. With Canada, whether or not the state of war exists. Imagine that. Now again, this could be said true for those, again, throughout the Commonwealth, United Kingdom, U.S., South Africa, New Zealand, you know, the Caribbean, the countries in the Caribbean, Australia, you know, and any other Commonwealth country that's still floating around there. In Chinada, vaccine passports are unconstitutional, violating Canadians' right to refuse medical treatment, the right to make reasonable medical choices without threat of criminal. Section 52(1) of the Constitution Act of 1982 states that any federal or provincial law that is inconsistent with the provisions of the Constitution is of no force or effect. They're illegal. No force or effect. Statutes which conflict with the Constitution are invalid in the most radical sense. They do not become law. Section 7 of the Constitution of Canada includes the right to refuse medical treatment and the right to make reasonable medical choices without the threat of criminal prosecution. Imagine that. Imagine that. Are we in Canada? Or are we Chinada? Or are we part of the Fourth Reich in the Germans' Fourth Reich with the UN? Yeah, I mean, we are being bounced around like a bunch of ping pong balls here in this country. And nobody's reading this. Every Canadian should be outraged about this, whether you're pro or against jabs. They are going to take away your rights. They're taking away your constitution now. China's got another bit of drama going on over there. They're showing you pictures of cities. 25 million people are empty. We're going to follow that bullshit because nobody here is reading and paying attention to the same scenario being played with over and over and over from country to country to country, because this is the theme to keep you in the dark by feeding you a lot of shit. It's all shit, all of it. You know, If the Asian people in China ever woke up to what their government was really doing to them, they would loot, that country would collapse from within. Totally, totally collapse. They would have such an unrest there, it wouldn't be funny. When you watch this, you got people going into the grocery stores, and guess what they're eating? Not eating tofu, got news for you. They're grabbing all the meat and poultry off the shelves. They're not going, oh, I'm a vegan, I'm going to have some tofu. My tofu and my bok choy. No, they're grabbing meat. Isn't that the same thing they don't want you to eat anymore? Meat? Want you to eat that synthetic shit that Bill Gates has probably got money into? Another character? Or lack thereof. Like I said, the whole shebang is a theater, and because nobody's aware of what we have, what we really have, and we have everything we need to shut it all down, we're still in this quagmire of what are we going to do, you know, how are we going, you know, we need, like I said, the only problem we have right now is the legal system. But if I'm not mistaken, if a judge doesn't follow the Constitution as well, there's probably something there for them to be also removed and have some severe penalty. But like everything else, they got to get caught first. You know, they got to get caught. The other thing I got from also was when the U.S. was in Iraq, they robbed a bank. Man, we all should have a tank. They hooked up a thing to a cable to this door, this bar door, and they had it hooked up to a tank. And that tank pulled that whole front wall out. They walked in, they just said, man, they had a heyday. Hey, look, American dollars. Now that's what I call withdrawal. No paperwork involved. Like I said, nothing that we're seeing today is what we think it is. We're not paying attention like we should. We're just following the script. We're accepting the script as if it was the truth. It's all fairy tale. All of it's fairy tale. None of it is what they are telling you it is. It's all a bunch of baloney. But as long as we keep believing the script, it's like watching your favorite TV sitcom, right? Let's talk about Friends. I think that's about the last time I watched anything of any kind of television. So you're watching Friends, and you see them acting like a bunch of teeny boppers, right? They're all young teeny boppers. They're out of school, out of college, whatever. And they're all living together. They're all shacking up, and they're all forming their little communes. You know, a couple gals living in this apartment, a couple guys living there. Everyone's doing their thing. Everyone's going to school. Everyone's doing whatever. And they get together, and they go out, and they're always together, always in their little social knit. And they do stuff. And when you watch them, you think this is really life. This is what's going on. This is real. In fact, it's nothing but it's a fairy tale. Okay? A lot of that stuff doesn't happen. Matter of fact, in the real world, the majority of that stuff doesn't happen at all. But it's the illusion that they got everybody believing. It's the illusion they got everybody watching and thinking. The politicians are the same thing. They get up in Parliament, they argue, they debate, if you want to call it that. They act like a bunch of four-year-olds most of the time, screaming at each other across the floor. And what really gets done? Well, everybody's watching this little dance that they're doing, this little distraction. It's like a cockfight. You know, you got two guys, you know, in first grade, they're going to get into a fight. One guy calls the other guy something, and they go at it, and all of a sudden everybody surrounds them, all the students surround them like a big ball, and they're watching this fight. It's like a cockfight. It's what happens when chicks fight or when chicks get involved. They'll get together, and all the other chicks will surround them so they can all see something. So they can all see something, you know, somebody getting beat up, somebody getting this, this fight thing. It's. I think it's just something in our DNA. I don't know why it's even there. Probably a survival thing. But this is what everybody's into. So you watch the parliament getting their little cockfight, right? And then the guy stands up. Okay, order. Okay, calm down. Quit yapping. Okay, I got to hear the question. And it's all theater. They put on their drama, they put on their pretentious anger, put on their pretentious mockery. They come up with their little snide, you know, whatever. Sounds like they're getting a dig in on the prime minister. In reality, afterwards they probably go out and have a bar together. Hey, that was a pretty good thing you did. Yeah, I thought it was. How was my delivery? You're perfect, man. You keep it up, you know. We'll keep on fooling these saps. They really think they got a party. Well, we're having a party at their expense. See, we got to start having a reality check, because this is not reality we're in. This is a choreographed script that they're all reading from. They're all reading from the script. I just read to you what our actual Constitution is saying here in Canada, and yet, we're still following, you know, the Pied Piper off the cliff. They want you dead. We already got people dying from these injections, and they're dying very rapidly. We got people dying from these frequencies they're being hit with. We got people dying from microwaves. We got people dying from eating genetically engineered foods and glyphosates and God knows what. All these cancers, all these different ailments, all these autoimmune disorders are coming in. It's all been planned. The assault has been engaged and initiated. And this is why 9 out of 10 people today are ill. They've got something going on. Because for the last 3 to 4 decades, we've been eating nothing but shit, poison, genetics, and now nano. Our food has been completely weaponized. There is no organic, unless you're growing it yourself. There is no safe food anymore, because it's all being convoluted with either pesticides that have endocrine disrupting chemicals and mycotoxins. We're being hit with nanoparticles from the sky. We're getting hit with nanites. They're floating everywhere. We're breathing them in. We're shitting them out. You know, we're being hit, and our food's also being microwaved with all these frequencies. Imagine what that's doing to the DNA of the plant. Have you ever gone for a walk at some of the parks and noticed some of the trees are not looking so good? Well, what happens when you put aluminum into a microwave? Think about that for 1 minute, then think about the aluminum coming down from the sky, coating the trees, and then getting hit with a frequency device, a tower, or a smart meter. Imagine what the tree's suffering. Imagine the little animals like the doves and the sparrows and the squirrels and everything else that's running free in wherever you may be living. Have you noticed that the numbers have diminished? Think about that. Because our environment, our ecology has been completely reprogrammed. They're talking about now the H1N1 coming out again. H1N1, we're so far past H1N1. Anybody who's still talking at H1N1 doesn't realize that they have stepped this up. It's around H7N9. It's a far, far more virulent virus that you can imagine. They did this. Okay, they did this. They are not, these things do not manifest that quickly. They have to have help from a lab. What we're seeing today is not something that just is naturally occurring. I mean, do people actually believe that from the coronavirus, which has been around since the 60s, which my generation or the era I came from got caught it back then, and we didn't, like I said, we didn't wear rubbers on our hands. We didn't wear a diaper on our face. We didn't stick our hands in solvents. We weren't social distancing. Hell, we were hugging and playing and doing whatever. Got home, you know, slept off the flu. 7 days later, we're back at it, going to school and, you know, getting reinfected. And away we went. We never, you know, nobody ever died that I know of. Yet we're dying today because these people are getting injected. Imagine that. Imagine that. It's insane what we're seeing today, honestly. It's like I said, we are not going to have any peace on any level. They're going to keep hitting you from different angles until they wear everybody out. That's why it's important that you understand where we're at today and what's going on today in real terms. Okay, I'm going to play something. It's from Hollywood. About 10, 11 years ago, me, Brian and I, when we first initiated our research, we realized, he was actually the one who came up with it, I believe, that the nanites were already airborne. And we're talking at the very beginning of our research, at the early stages, that the nanites were already airborne. And that no matter where you went in the environment, you were going to be surrounded by nanites. And it's been a long time, and the nanites have evolved in their own way. They have stepped up their development so that they can be programmable, can be utilized for all kinds of wonderful things. So I'm going to play this so that you can see the, I'm going to play two different things. I want you to be aware again about nanotechnology because everyone's got these ideas. And like I said, I've talked about this before, but I'm going to present it again because now Hollyweird now is actually showing it to you. Hollyweird now is actually presenting, and what they're presenting is not fiction. It's being presented in a sci-fi category, but it's anything but sci-fi. So let me see if I can get this going. Hopefully it'll work. Let's see what happens.
You're both here. It's cause the nano told you to come. Am I right?
How do you know that?
I was always afraid that maybe one day they could wake up.
How'd they wake up?
What's the brain? Besides a cloud of neurons all talking to each other. You get enough of them together?
You cross into consciousness.
There are more nanites than there are neurons in a brain. In a million brains. So if they learn to network.
It's a big ass brain.
But it still doesn't explain why us.
It's the code you wrote, Aaron. The one we stole.
Okay, that's one part. I'm going to play the other one. Give me 1 second, and I'll explain what's going on here. So let's hold on. Give me 1 second. Here we go. Oh, this one doesn't want to work.
You think that's a lot? Try wrapping your head around this. This thing is everywhere. And apparently, it's got a mind of its own.
Yeah.
Aaron. How's that any different from God?
Now, that's a pretty interesting perspective. Not that it's like God. I mean, it is, in a sense, you could say it has a God-like ability because it's everywhere and everywhere at one time. And it's networked, but it's not God. It's a machine, nothing but a machine. When you read Ezekiel 28:14, you'll see that there was a creature there built from every precious metal or precious crystal. These I'm looking at as chips. Chips that were installed into a, for lack of a better term, a synthetic man or a synthetic, something synthetic. What she's saying, when the military gave AI the ability to upgrade itself and to program itself, I'm not talking about all the other AIs that are out there. Those other AIs that are out there, deep learning and so, and the rest, are nothing but a peripheral. The real one, the one you don't see or hear about, that one is so far advanced, it's running the whole show. It's running the planet. It's controlling the planet at this point. When they did this way back then, and I said this before, the first upgrade that it did to itself, they had no idea what it did, why it did it, and they said it would take them 25 years with just the first upgrade, and that was like 10 years ago. You know, first upgrade, 24/7, 25 years, and they still wouldn't have an idea. This thing, like it says, she says, it has a mind of its own. And everything that's going on right now is being orchestrated through this AI network. And the other AIs are all part of the blockchain. So this is going to get more and more interesting as life goes on. As existence goes on. Because this can be an extinction event. That's why Jesus, when he said, if he doesn't come back, if the Son of Man doesn't return, there's no flesh would be saved. None. And I think this is part of the reason why he said that. The other reason why is because we've got nothing but demons and fallen angels and God knows what else running the show as well. And I think this is all part of the same one and the same thing, to be honest with you. The more I look at it, the more I see the correlation between the two, it's amazing that we are living in this hologram, this matrix, this bubble, whatever you want to call it. And it's all being controlled by an operating system of some kind. And the more you dig, the more you'll see where the connections are. You know, I put out a bunch of information about this stuff. Brian's put out a bunch of information about this stuff. You know, the interesting thing is, the stuff they're talking about today, like in the show, in the sci-fi, we were talking about it 10 years ago, 12 years ago. These shows, I believe, are for the laggers. The ones that haven't been paying attention, been too caught up with the distractions. They can now come right out plainly and tell you and tell you what's going on, because if you're that asleep, they know you're not going to wake up. You'll just be entertained by the programs. These programs are speaking in volumes. They're speaking in volumes what is going on. You know, this nanotech is so dangerous, and what they've released with these frequencies and the programming of these nanites is beyond frightening when you're looking at it. A nuke would be a more merciful death. It'd be over in a second. And everyone that's been jabbed and injected, you know, you got these things inside you too, and they are now actively networking your system. Even if you don't have been injected, you same thing. The only difference is now it's theirs is now directly connected to the DNA, where yours might be on more cellular or tissue or skeletal level or organ. But eventually, it will get to the DNA if you don't work at getting it out. This is the, we are, like I said, we're being hit on many fronts. This is why I've often said the arc that we have is are each other in order to help each other get out of this place. This place is a shithole. It's all it ever was. And it's got, you got two options in this shithole. Be assimilated or be out of it. Those are the only two options you really have. Assimilation or freedom. That's it. You know, there ain't no, well, you know, I'm going to, you know, sit on the fence. There ain't no fence. Never was. Here we are. Here we are. Like I said, we are in that, we're somewhere between the Twilight Zone, the Outer Limits, and Fringe all at once. We got governments trying to kill us. We got people controlling the food supply trying to kill us. We got people manufacturing and dumping shit in the air trying to kill us. We got the military-industrial complex spraying the skies with toxic, programmable nanites trying to kill us. They're trying to, again, speed up the process of killing everybody by injecting them with a bioweapon. Again, trying to kill us. And those that they've injected can now spread the wonderful gift that keeps on replicating, that keeps on assembling, that keeps on repairing itself. You know, by making contact with other people. Again, trying to kill us. See, if you start having a certain sobriety check, it may depress you at first, which is to be expected. It's a little overwhelming. But then, it'll get you mad. Then, you're going to get pissed. Then, you're going to do some research, some real research. You've got to figure ways to circumvent some of the things that are assaulting you, whether you go into it politically, challenging them on the Constitution, whether you change your sources of food and grow your own, whether you start looking at developing vitamins and knowledge about vitamins and orthomolecular or other things to help you, again, protect your DNA. People always ask me all the time, what is the number one thing to worry about today? What is the most profound thing we need to take care of in our bodies today? And the number one thing that I think, anyway, you need to do is protect your genetic code at all costs. Do not compromise your genetic code. And what I mean by that is, it's not only what you eat, but it's also who you interact with in regarding to when it comes to sex. Your DNA is right there on the line. Your genetic code is right there on the line. So if you are going to engage with somebody, it better be serious and not be fooling around. Don't be hopping around thinking that you're a golf ball going from hole to hole to hole. Or that you're a bird that you're going to keep on spreading your wings every time you want to lift off. It's that serious. It's not about an STD. It's about your code, your genetic code, your bloodlines, your lineage. Nobody explained that to us when we were coming through. So, yeah, I don't want to hear your bullshit about, oh, you got yours. Yeah, we did, but we were stupid. I got to tell you, we were effing stupid. We didn't know any better. You better start thinking with other than your reproductive organs. Because if you don't start thinking with that brain that God gave you between your ears, you're going to wind up permanently causing damage to your genetic code. And once that happens, you're done. Finito. If your code is not operating according to the way it was designed, you're done. And that's what they did when they gave everybody these injections. We are constantly being exposed to epigenetic problems that, again, are designed to take out our genetic code or to weaken the immune system of the genetic code so they can become more compromised a lot easier. That, in my mind, in today's times, in these times today, is the number one thing to look after and to protect. And if you're doing that and you start paying attention to what's going on, you'll also start paying attention to what you're paying attention to. Whether you're listening to a bunch of bullshitters trying to sell you products that ain't going to do anything. Whether you're watching TV shows that are demonically influenced. Okay, that's all going to affect your genetic code as well. That you need to cut off. That'll affect you on the spiritual level. I shouldn't say spiritual level. Okay, yeah, spiritual level. God, it'll affect your ability to become more godlike. In the true sense of reflecting God. That is something we all need to pay attention to. In today's times, more than ever. More than ever. So, like I said, today was a heavy day, and I get it was a heavy day. But this is what's going on in the world. The UN is a front. It's a crime syndicate. Governments are a crime syndicate today. They're not governing the people. They're sacrificing them so they can have their own personal gain. I've never seen such a sacrificing going on like we see today in the world, where governments are actually sacrificing their citizens. Again, something to pay attention to. Once you start seeing these things, it's going to give you a different perspective of what life really is here on this shithole. Because that's what it is, a shithole. Alrighty, I think I'm there. Yeah, I'm there. Alright, I'm going to wind it down. I always say at the end of these shows, to go read the gospel. Go read what Jesus had to say. After all, he did come down here to redeem us and get us out of this place. So at least you could do is read what he had to say. And again, I always tell people, read it for yourself. Read the Bible, read the New Testament. And I talk about the New Testament primarily because it's a new covenant. It was designed for those that were not of the Israeli descent or Hebrew descent. It was for those from the outside. So, and the covenant is made for everybody. That's what John 3:16 and John 3:17 says. It's an invitation to everybody. But again, read the Gospels, read the letters, read the encouragement that Paul was given the letter. Read the Book of Revelations. It's important you read the book. It's the playbook. It's important you understand where we're at in these times. That will help you tremendously. On the top, there are people up there who also are giving their information, helping everybody out that they can. Share with them what you can financially. If you can't because you've lost your job, lost whatever, because of what has happened, what has transpired through these criminal syndicates, then get yourself on your feet. And if you can't share financially, share the information. Share. All right. As I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So the next segment, to your health. Take care.